Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Artfully Teaching the Science of Reading by Chase Young, David Page, and Timothy V. Rosinski is a professional education book focused on literacy instruction. Published in 2021, it addresses a central debate in contemporary reading education, whether teaching should lean primarily on research-based methods associated with the science of reading or on the flexible, human-centered craft of classroom practice. The book argues that this split is misleading. Its core purpose is to show that strong reading instruction can be both scientifically grounded and artfully delivered, rather than rejecting systematic teaching. The authors explain how teachers can use established knowledge about reading development while still designing authentic, engaging, and creative learning experiences. The book is written for pre-service teachers, classroom practitioners, literacy coaches, and teacher educators who want practical guidance without losing sight of instructional nuance. Its tone is accessible and concise. And its contribution lies in turning a polarized conversation into a more balanced model of literacy, teaching that values evidence, teacher judgment, and student motivation at the same time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bridging science and art in reading instruction. A defining idea of the book is that reading instruction should not be framed as a contest between scientific evidence and artful teaching. The authors present these as complementary rather than competing forces. In current literacy debates, the science of reading is often treated as a corrective to loosely defined classroom practices, while creative teaching is sometimes dismissed as lacking rigor. This book pushes back against that false divide. It accepts the importance of research on how reading develops and how foundational skills should be taught, but it also insists that teachers must interpret and enact that knowledge in responsive ways. Artful teaching, as the book presents it, involves authenticity, creativity, and aesthetic attention to how students experience learning. That means lessons are not only efficient, but meaningful and motivating. The argument is especially useful because it gives teachers permission to avoid extreme positions. A teacher can provide systematic instruction and still use engaging formats, purposeful texts, and classroom routines that respect student identity and interest. The result is a broader vision of literacy teaching, one that recognizes both the structure needed for effective learning and the human element required to make instruction come alive in real classrooms. Secondly, teacher agency is a central part of effective literacy teaching. Another major theme is the importance of teacher agency. The book does not present reading research as a script to be followed mechanically. Instead, it portrays teaching as a dynamic act of decision, making shaped by context, student need, and professional knowledge. This is an important intervention in a field where teachers are sometimes asked to choose between fidelity to programs and responsiveness to learners. Young, Page, and Rosinski argue that effective teachers use evidence thoughtfully rather than passively. They draw on what is known about reading development, but they also make artful shifts based on the students in front of them. This emphasis restores the teacher as an active professional rather than a delivery system for packaged instruction. The idea has practical consequences. It suggests that a successful lesson is not defined only by alignment with research terminology, but also by how well it fits a particular group of learners and supports real engagement. The book therefore encourages a critical stance toward literacy practice. Teachers are invited to understand the research, but also to apply it with judgment, flexibility, and care. In that way, the book supports a model of professionalism that blends knowledge, craft, and reflection instead of reducing teaching to compliance. Thirdly, applying foundational reading research through engaging practice. The book is practical in the sense that it connects broad principles from reading research to classroom instruction across essential literacy areas. Public descriptions of the text identify topics such as phonemic awareness, reading fluency, vocabulary, assessment, and home or family reading. This signals that the book is not limited to abstract argument. It aims to show how core components of reading instruction can be taught in ways that remain lively and purposeful. That matters because one criticism sometimes directed at science of reading discussions is that they can sound technical or detached from daily teaching. The authors appear to respond by offering examples and explanations that translate those priorities into usable practice. Their treatment of foundational skills does not reject direct and systematic instruction, but it also avoids presenting such instruction as dry or purely mechanical. In the case of fluency, for example, available descriptions suggest attention to authentic forms of practice rather than narrow drill alone. Across topics, the book seems to ask how teachers can maintain instructional clarity while also building enjoyment and relevance. This approach strengthens the book as a classroom resource. It helps educators think about how to teach essential content in ways that support competence, confidence, and a more positive relationship with reading. Fourthly, student motivation and positive reading identity. A repeated claim associated with the book is that artful teaching can increase students' motivation and positive attitudes toward reading. This is a significant contribution because discussions about reading instruction often focus heavily on skill acquisition while giving less attention to how learners feel about reading. The authors do not appear to separate these concerns. Instead, they suggest that engagement and emotional investment are part of effective literacy learning, not an optional extra. If students experience reading only as correction, speed, or isolated practice, long-term reading development may suffer even when instruction is technically aligned to research. By contrast, when teaching is authentic and engaging, students are more likely to participate fully and see reading as worthwhile. The book, therefore, broadens the meaning of successful instruction. It includes measurable competencies, but it also values motivation, attitude, and the quality of the learning experience. This perspective is especially useful for teachers working with reluctant readers or students who have struggled. It reminds educators that literacy growth involves more than accuracy on tasks. Students need to feel that reading connects to real communication, expression, and understanding. In this sense, the book's emphasis on artful practice is not decorative. It is tied to the conditions that help students sustain effort and develop a healthier reading identity. Lastly, a concise roadmap for pre-service and practicing educators, the book also stands out for its positioning as a concise and accessible professional guide. Reviews and catalog descriptions consistently emphasize that it is readable, succinct, and full of practical ideas. That matters in the crowded field of literacy books, where some titles are highly theoretical and others are narrowly programmatic. Artfully teaching the science of reading appears to offer a middle path. It gives readers a clear entry point into major questions around literacy research while remaining grounded in classroom application. This makes it especially useful for pre-service teachers who need a coherent framework, as well as for experienced educators seeking to refine their practice without wading through overly technical debate. The book structure seems designed to support quick reference as well as sustained reflection, which increases its value in professional development settings. Because it covers multiple dimensions of reading instruction, it can function as both an overview and a source of specific teaching ideas. Its accessibility does not appear to come at the expense of seriousness. Rather, the authors translate important research and instructional principles into forms that working educators can absorb and use. In that sense, the book serves as a practical roadmap for teachers trying to reconcile current literacy research with the realities of engaging, responsive classroom teaching. In conclusion, Artfully Teaching the Science of Reading is best suited for pre-service teachers, classroom reading teachers, literacy coaches, interventionists, and teacher educators who want a balanced understanding of contemporary reading instruction. Readers who feel caught between rigid interpretations of the science of reading and more experience-based classroom traditions will find the book especially helpful. Its practical benefit lies in showing that evidence-based instruction does not require teachers to abandon creativity, responsiveness, or authenticity. Its intellectual benefit is that it reframes a highly polarized conversation and gives educators a more integrated way to think about effective practice. That combination makes the book useful both for immediate classroom application and for broader professional reflection. What helps it stand out in the literacy field is its refusal to flatten teaching into either technique or ideology. Many books either defend foundational skills, celebrate engagement, or critique the reading wars from a distance. This one appears to do something more constructive by connecting research-based competencies with artful pedagogy in a direct, usable form. Its concise format, accessible language, and emphasis on teacher agency make it appealing as a working resource rather than a purely academic statement. For educators seeking a sane, practical, and humane guide to reading instruction, it offers a credible and timely contribution. If you would like to support Chase Young, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.